96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, there's nothing like a good night's sleep. Sadly, many of us aren't getting it. Why can't we get consistent, good sleep? Well, on this Medical Monday, we're going to answer your questions and talk to you about how you can sleep better. My guest is Dr. Peter Weitzel. He is the medical director of the Howard University Sleep Disorder Center. You want to stay awake for this one. As we've said so many times, this is the real stay woke so you can get the information that you need at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Dr. Weitzel, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, first question I have for you, why is it so hard for so many of us to get a good night's sleep?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. I think that modern society throws a lot of roadblocks in our way. Certainly, there's been a lot in the news and making it to the press about the effects of technology and screen time and how that takes a toll, and that's very much an issue. I think that as a society, also, we've kind of devalued sleep far too much, and I think that we have the model of you're weak or you really should just suck it up and be able to get by on vastly reduced amounts of sleep. And I think that that's a real disservice to our health. I think safety, as we'll talk about, there's so many different health consequences when we don't commit the time for sleep. And then, of course, there are a variety of medical disorders that can play a role and disrupt our sleep that we can talk about.
Can you define what a good night's sleep is?
So that is a little more difficult than it might seem. So there isn't an arbitrary hour of sleep that a person needs to get. So when we look at a population, there will be variance in terms of how much sleep a person really needs. So there are what we call short sleepers, people that seem to get by on relatively low amounts of sleep.
What's relatively low?
So if you're in the 5-6 hour range or even less, that's going to put you in a minority of the population. There's a chance you're a short sleeper and that's all your body really wants and it's going to work for you, but you're kind of fighting the odds if you think that that's really what you need. And then there will be long sleepers. There are going to be people that if they don't get 8.5-9 hours, they just don't feel rested, they don't feel well. So there is a spectrum of sleep needs, but the great majority of our population probably is going to be a lot happier if we're in that 7-8 hour range. That's where our body is going to feel rested. That's what's going to allow us to get up without the alarm. That's going to allow us to kind of stay up without pumping the caffeine and the energy drinks. And that's what's going to keep us from falling asleep in front of the television and with our family. And so I think the real message is listen to your body, and when it's asking for more sleep, try and respect that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It's a Medical Monday, and we're talking about sleep. How can you get a good night's sleep? What are the things that are preventing you from getting a good night's sleep, whether it's society, technology, or maybe there are some specific health issues that you have that are getting in the way of healthy sleep. Let me go to the phone lines again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Beverly calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Beverly. What's on your mind?
Yes, I've been suffering from insomnia since 2010, and I've seen several doctors, psychiatrists, my primary care physician. Oh, my goodness. And I'm also seeing Dr. Whitesell.
Okay.
I've seen him. And the drugs are okay. Not all of them have worked. And the latest one that he has put me on did help me sleep, but I've only gotten maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would dream some. And the dreams, I noticed something with these drugs. When I do sleep, the dreams are intense.
Hmm.
They're not nightmares or, gory murders.
Just
but
realistic.
They are intense, and I wake up kind of tense.
Mm-hmm. Let me, if I may interject a bit, Beverly. She's a patient of yours, obviously, and she's been talking about, drug therapy for sleeping. Is that something that you would normally recommend? And if so, what kind of issue, health issue, might one have dealing with insomnia that would prompt you to recommend a drug therapy?
So I'd like to say hello, Beverly,
and
thanks for calling in. And so I would hope when we had our conversations, of course, that we talked about that, medication is not our first approach, that we always try to really emphasize the good practice and habits, what we call good sleep hygiene, to try to give that as a foundation. And then we always try to use as many what we call behavioral techniques or ways to kind of control our body's reaction without medication as the first step in trying to do as well as we can. We try to address any medical complications and rule out any sleep disorders that might be at work, and that medication is really reserved for when we haven't really come up with a lot of other options, and we have to still, the person is struggling, and we're just trying to come up with a way to give them some relief. So I'm hoping you didn't hear that this was kind of the first thing to try when we had our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, there
okay,
it is.
Good.
Well, in that case, what is sleep hygiene? I've never heard of that term before.
So there are healthy habits and there are detrimental habits to sleep. And so a big factor is caffeine. So we all have different sensitivities in terms of caffeine. And so, some people will talk about, I have a cup of coffee right before I go to sleep and it doesn't give me any problems. And maybe true, maybe not. But there will be even people, if they have a morning cup of coffee, by late that night, they still have the caffeine. So they have a different metabolism, and even that morning coffee could affect them. So one of the things we would look at is caffeine.
Okay.
We're going to look at the electronics, and we're going to try to keep the screen time away from our late night, because that light is sending our brain the message it's daytime and it's time to be awake and doing things, and that's not the signal we want to be getting through.
Does that also include the television?
That would include television. So right at bedtime, many times that can be counterproductive in terms of falling asleep. I deal with a lot of people who want to keep the TV on all night long, and it really tends to be counterproductive. I frequently hear when people finally make the step to get that television off and try not to be doing a lot of late night television, they do find significant benefits from doing so. We'd like to try to get some cardiovascular exercise going in the daytime. When people are couch potatoes, they really don't have a good reason to sleep. When you get some aerobic exercise and you get your body pumping and you have some good physical activity, then we do know, studies tell us, people are going to get a deeper and a better sleep.
Beverly, thank you so much for your phone call. We appreciate it. And certainly I hope that you are able at some point to get a good night's sleep. So thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is a Medical Monday. We are talking about sleeping. Are you having difficulty with sleeping? The doctor is in. We have Dr. Peter Weitzel. He is the medical director of the Howard University Sleep Disorder Center, and he's answering your questions. So give us a call. The lines are open. How would you define insomnia?
So insomnia, as we said, it isn't just about hours for sleep. So a person might have a relatively low number of hours of sleep, but if they feel rested, they feel good in the daytime, then that's not insomnia. Insomnia is going to be a condition where either that reduced sleep or trouble maintaining sleep or waking early in the morning is creating problems for that individual, so that they're not satisfied with how their sleep is treating them, and then they are feeling repercussions the next day. So that this sleep disturbance is taking a toll on people. We really try not to get people to fixate too much on hours of sleep. We really want them to focus more on how they feel when it's time to get up, how they feel the next day. If your sleep is satisfying those needs, then we encourage you not to worry too much about what's going on during the nighttime. If you are feeling rested and refreshed.
But with that said, for someone, let's say if they go to bed at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock and they wake up at 2 and they're not able to go back to bed until 5 o'clock in the morning, shouldn't they be concerned?
So that's pretty drastic abnormality, and it's unlikely you're going to feel great with a pattern like that. But then the next thing to ask would be, what happens at 5 o'clock? So then, do you sleep from 5 until 9 o'clock? And so now you're getting your hours of sleep, but you've spent a very long time in the bed. And that can be problematic because you're training your body that there's plenty of time. It doesn't matter if it spends long periods awake in the bed, that you can always get your sleep later. And so one of the techniques we would commonly employ is to shrink down that time for sleep in the bed, and give your body the message that it better make use of that time, because it won't get the opportunity later, and that can improve what we call your sleep efficiency.
Need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about getting a good night's sleep. If you're having difficulty sleeping, give us a call. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about a good night's sleep in just a bit.